This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. The IRS scandal's back in the spotlight as we testify before a congressional committee.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It all started with a fake apology and a planted question in the ABA.
They used names like Tea Party or Patriots, and they selected cases simply because the application had those names in the title. That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that.
That should have been the focus of the FBI's investigation, not questions to our clients about if they were on the phone calls too long or treated rudely.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I have a lot of respect for the office. I served on the legal faculty for the Department of Justice. This isn't something I'm unpleasant about this. This is damaging, it's troubling, and Mr. Chairman, in all due respect, could be solved so easily by appointing a special counsel to get to the bottom of what is clearly a significant problem, the last of which is the missing emails.
It's been suggested that President Obama created a conflict of interest for the entire federal government when he suggested...
You're saying no corruption?
None.
No.
There were some boneheaded decisions.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Does the statement create a conflict of interest at the Department of Justice?
Positively not. Mr. Pilger and Mr. Smith and the others who actually as career prosecutors are the Justice Department on this matter. I can just imagine how little they care for what the president says in pre-Super Bowl hearings.
Mr. Sekulow, I ask you finally.
It does raise the conflict of interest without question, number one. And number two, the idea that the President of the United States could prejudge a case, or if he did not prejudge it, was given evidence that no one else has seen that there was no, quote, smidgen of corruption, certainly presents a conflict of interest.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Now, we've got a lot to talk about today. My dad is actually testifying as we speak before the House Judiciary Committee here in Washington, D.C., on whether a special counsel should be appointed by Attorney General Holder to investigate the IRS in light of the targeting scandal. Now, this hearing, I just came over from the hearing this morning, has really focused in on this idea of, one, can the Department of Justice really fairly continue an investigation? And then, two, if not, what should happen? And there's been a lot of discussion. We'll play some of the sound bites for you today about the idea that, remember, on the one hand, Department of Justice attorneys are defending the IRS in federal court from the civil lawsuits here. And on the other hand, they are supposed to be looking into criminally prosecuting IRS officials. Now, there's also the question, because DOJ officials have been named in emails by Lois Lerner that have been released about bringing together False Claims Act charges against these Tea Party groups. And that's actually why one of the reasons we decided to no longer have our groups cooperate with the FBI, the 41 different groups that we represent. And on top of that, the FBI was focusing in their attention on whether or not you had to hold too long on the phone. They didn't want to talk about Lois Lerner. And you know what just came out, folks? Lois Lerner used terms about conservatives I can't say on this broadcast. But let's just say really nasty terminology. And she even said in new emails, I tweeted it out if you want to read it for yourself, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. She calls conservatives terrorists and responds that we are through if there are that many blank. And you could understand, again, the term she's using, swear words, in her email to describe conservatives and describe specifically Republicans. This is a new email that's come out. Again, Lois Lerner, nasty language using against conservatives. We need a special counsel. And folks, we've got a matching challenge. It's how we've got our team right now on Capitol Hill at the Judiciary Committee. I'm live at our studio in D.C. David French, senior counsel at our media headquarters in Franklin, Tennessee. Folks, we're able to do it because of your support. Call now if you want to be part of our matching challenge. Make that donation, 877-989-2255. You can also be part of the matching challenge by donating online at aclj.org.
Thank you.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, a congressional hearing today before the House Judiciary Committee. And my dad is actually testifying as we speak. While I'm sitting here at our studio in Washington, D.C., I just walked over from Capitol Hill with our team there. He is testifying on the idea and the question whether or not there needs to be a special counsel appointed by Attorney General Holder to investigate the IRS. And this is in light of, I think these emails literally came out while he's testifying. I'm not even sure he's seen them yet. But Lois Lerner, new emails calling conservatives and Republicans terrorists. This is 3 days after the presidential election in 2012. Calls, terrorists and crazies that will take us down. And then uses swear words to describe. Maybe we are through if there are that many blank. You could probably figure out the term used. I'm not going to go further into that on the broadcast, but you can see these emails. They were released by the House Ways and Means Committee. Just shows the level of hatred, the level of animosity someone like Lois Lerner had to all of you listening to this broadcast, or all of you who are conservatives listening to this broadcast who may fall into that category. Not only did she not like you, she was willing to use swear words to describe broadly all conservatives and describe you as crazies that will take down the country. And then, by the way, she worked at the IRS and was going to use her job, and did use her job, to harass you as much as possible. Now, this is someone who already has a history of doing this with groups like the Christian Coalition when she was at the FEC. She's the one that started the idea of, can we ask people about the content of their prayers? So, more and more evidence released as we speak. I want to play for you some of the sound. This is actually coming from the congressional hearing that is going on as we're on the broadcast now. But I want to encourage you to be part of our matching challenge first. Right now, and for the next 2 days, anything you donate to the ACLJ is doubled. Through our matching challenge, you have double the impact of your donation. It is a great time. You got a couple days left to be part of it to donate to the American Center for Law and Justice. You can do so online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org, or by phone, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Take a listen. Here is the congressional hearing going on right now on should there be a special counsel appointed to investigate the IRS.
So I think it's a really big issue here that we're dealing with, and I guess I'm going to ask you to put it in your own words. Why do you think this is such a big deal?
Because fundamentally, when you look at the tax code as it exists, it's a voluntary compliance. The idea that that if a conflict were to arise during the course of an investigation, that you have to wait for the investigation to be completed is absurd. If the rule of law means anything, and with due respect to the Congresswoman, if the rule of law means anything, when you've got an agency with this amount of authority, both the Department of Justice and the IRS, and there is evidence in writing, not denied, that there was activity going on between two agencies while there is a criminal investigation going, if the rule of law means anything, if that conflict becomes known, it should be actionable. Now, that action rests with the Attorney General. But to say that we shouldn't be able to bring it up or discuss it or that it's not as significant of these other issues that the Congress is dealing with right now, I beg to differ. The freedom of speech, the freedom of press, the freedom of assembly, the freedom to petition your government for a redress of a grievance is at the very core of who we are. And when that is tampered by two agencies, and one in particular that controls the lives of every American citizen, I don't think it's insignificant that this work is going on today. No disrespect to any other piece of legislation you're dealing with, but this is a very significant burden placed on American people for simply exercising their free speech rights. And when an agency has violated that trust and there is notification that, in fact, there is a conflict, you do not have to wait for the investigation to be completed. Because you want to talk about a waste of money? Know about a conflict. Don't react on that conflict. In the law, if you do that, it's malpractice. And you know what ends up happening? You got to do the investigation all over again. And, Congresswoman, that becomes a lot more expensive.
Folks, that is from the congressional hearing my dad's testifying at right now before the House Judiciary Committee on whether a special prosecutor should be appointed to investigate the IRS. We're taking your phone calls on it now. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And we'll take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. I want to go to David French, senior counsel with the ACLJ. David, I know we've all been following the hearing this morning, but the idea that we've now, as this hearing's ongoing, seen a new level of animosity that Lois Lerner had towards both Republicans, as she's responding to a comments about the GOP, and conservatives. I mean, using swear words, curse words, and calling people crazies who just disagree with her political views. I mean, and this is someone working at the IRS to enforce laws, and we know was targeting these conservative groups.
Right. I mean, now we know why she was so intent on losing her emails. I mean, if this is what we're able to see now, what else is out there that's been quote unquote lost? Look, she has a long history of attacking conservatives and abusing her office to attack conservatives. Jay was directly involved in her case she brought against the Christian Coalition years ago, where she had the audacity to ask about the content of prayers in depositions. And the way things go in this federal government, if you're going to attack conservatives, if you're going to abuse power to attack conservatives, well, you're going to get nothing but promotions. And so she got promoted all the way up to where she was inhabiting that high spot at the IRS where she was able to conduct a nationwide campaign against the conservative movement. We need a special counsel to get to the bottom of this.
Folks, if you agree, we want you to stand with us, the American Center for Law and Justice, because we are fighting for the appointment of the special counsel. We're putting the information out there. We're putting the facts. We represent 41 of these groups. And let me explain to you. We're able to represent those 41 groups at no cost to them because of your support for the American Center for Law and Justice, because of your financial support. And let me encourage you, these next couple of days, we have a matching challenge. And there's only a couple of days to be part of it. Anything you donate to us, either online or by phone, is doubled. And it's how we can have my dad right now, literally as we speak, is testifying before Congress a few blocks away from our offices here in Washington, D.C. I walked over, came over from those hearings. He's still testifying on the IRS issue because we represent 41 groups who couldn't afford, folks, these were groups that were being targeted by the IRS, to go out and hire law firms to sue the IRS. But because we exist, they're able to fight this battle and make sure that all of our rights are protected from this IRS scrutiny. Now, at the same time, I'm broadcasting you live on radio all around the country. We've got our team working on that. So, folks, this is just a one small example of how your financial support is at work for the American Center for Law and Justice, and why it's a great time when your impact is doubled to donate to us. You can do it online at aclj.org or by phone, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. I want to go right to the phones. Ike calling in from Maryland on line one. Ike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
God bless you and all that you all do. I appreciate you. I just wanted to say that I personally believe that Lois Lerner is accountable for everything that she has done. But I want everybody to know that if there is a special counsel appointed, and if they do find her liable and guilty, then the only thing Obama is going to do is write an executive order pardoning her. That's the only thing that'll end up happening in the end, in my opinion.
Well, you know, it'd be interesting to me. I'm not sure President Obama is going to go that far to protect a bureaucrat at the IRS, who he did already call boneheaded, said, you know, it was boneheaded decisions. So I'm not sure he would go that far for people like her. So that's why I think it's important that, you know, ultimately, is this really about putting Lois Lerner in jail? Listen, when I read these emails, Lois Lerner calling us crazies and using curse words I can't say on the air to describe conservatives. These are new emails that just came out today, folks, from the Ways and Means Committee. Listen, I would like her to go to jail. I think that she was inappropriately using a position of influence of the federal government to target conservative groups. I think what she did was criminal. That being said, what I really want to make sure, though, is that this never happens again and that the groups we represent who were or are currently being wronged by their federal government, that is corrected. And that in the future, people who may have the same view as Lois Lerner of conservatives who work for the federal government know that if they put that into action in any means, they will have Congress breathing down their neck. They will have lawsuits. Their careers will be over and they may go to jail. That's what we have to be made clear. And folks, we need to hear from you. We need your support. If you can make a donation to the ACLJ or if you can do it by phone or online, either aclj.org, that's aclj.org, or call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You have 48 hours. Your gift will be double the impact.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. My dad right now testifying before the House Judiciary Committee on whether or not the IRS, there should be a special prosecutor, special counsel appointed to investigate the IRS. Again, there's two witnesses, my dad being one of them, that agrees that there should be, one that does not. And you've got actually, I was just at the hearing and it's still going on. Big turnout, actually, members of Congress. It's the final legislative day in Washington, D.C., before the congressional recess, so the full day where they're having these hearings. And I will tell you, members of Congress on both sides of the aisle out in full force. We played some of the sound bites for you today as we began. And I want to play for some of you now the first, again, kind of the beginning of the hearing. This was just a couple hours ago as we started the IRS hearing. Take a listen, bite one.
I serve as counsel to 41 organizations that have filed federal litigation against the IRS and related officials regarding the targeting. We were in cooperation with the Department of Justice for a period of time with their investigation. But when I chronicle the order in which things have developed over the last several months, specifically the missing emails, which is key evidence in this case, the faux apology that Lois Lerner gave when this scandal broke over a year ago, I have unfortunately had to conclude that the investigation by the Department of Justice is also a faux investigation.
Folks, that's when my dad testifying just the beginning of the hearing today on Capitol Hill involving, again, the IRS and the idea should now there be a special counsel. And if you're just joining us, new emails that have come out, Lois Lerner calling conservatives crazies and using curse words to describe conservatives as well. You can see those emails if you want to see what she said. I've posted twitter.com/JordanSekulow. That's twitter.com/JordanSekulow. Also going to post it to my official Facebook page. So if you want to see that, the Ways and Means Committee has released them. I want to go to Bill calling in from Wyoming on line four. Bill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. I hope I asked my question right. I guess it's a multi-part question.
Okay.
Let's say Holder is actually compelled to hire an independent counsel. How independent could this counsel be? And the other part is what could happen if he actually interferes in doing this, hiring an independent counsel?
So this is interesting. This is part of why the hearing. There's no independent counsel statute anymore. So that you remember back in the days where it used to be kind of much more regular to see these independent counsels or special prosecutors appointed. Now it is up completely, and that office was abolished. Now it's up to completely the Attorney General's discretion to appoint the special counsel. Now discretion is one thing. It doesn't mean you can't abuse that. And the idea here, we've got an attorney general, and you look at, is there a conflict of interest, criminal charges, and would it be in the public interest? Now, when you have the IRS, which everyone has to deal with in the whole country, so obviously a public interest, people are doubting whether or not that they are doing things upfront and honestly, including even the destruction of evidence on purpose. And then on top of that, that your Department of Justice was in contact with these IRS officials being that are now being under so much scrutiny, like Lois Lerner, about filing lawsuits. So DOJ collusion there, that you've got a conflict of interest. But I want to go to David French because, David, what we have seen is that in the past, including under the Bush administration before, but even since the end of the independent prosecutor, the idea that special counsels, really, when they are appointed, they usually do. I mean, they have tough investigations and oftentimes are at odds with where the administration may be. And people may remember the Scooter Libby investigation.
Well, that's right. I mean, the history of special counsels or independent counsels before the special counsel statute is littered with very aggressive, very zealous prosecutions of public officials. I mean, that's been the hallmark of special counsel investigations, and that's why Attorney General Holder is so reluctant to appoint one here. If he appoints a special counsel, even someone chosen by him, that person is not under his supervision, not under the administration's control. And that's the key thing there. That counsel's reputation stands or falls then based on how well they do their job. And history suggests that they'll be quite aggressive. And I would say that's the last thing the Obama administration wants. as evidenced by the abundant testimony that we're seeing that your dad has given, that the DOJ may have been complicit in the targeting of Tea Party officials.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. The IRS targeting of conservatives back in the spotlight today in Washington, D.C. There were actually two congressional hearings on this. My dad is testifying as we speak before the House Judiciary Committee. And we've now got new Lois Lerner emails where she is using curse words to describe conservatives and Republicans, and says that, you know, the country's problems will be because of it's our, quote, own crazies that will take us down, in response to an email where someone is talking about the, quote, wacko wing of the GOP. This is an email between Lois Lerner and another individual whose name is not disclosed. This is on her IRS.gov email. So her official government email address that you and I paid for Lois Lerner to have with her and her BlackBerry, so she could write things like, it's our own crazies that will take us down, in response to her, whoever was writing her, talking about GOP and conservatives and the wacko wing. And folks, let me tell you something. She was talking about a lot of us who are listening to this broadcast right now, who are on this broadcast, and the groups that she was simultaneously trying to shut down while she was writing that. Folks, I want to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Jen is calling in from Virginia on line 3. Jen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm concerned about Obama's comment that the IRS process has been absolutely without corruption, from his own opinion, yep, or assessment. The point is, without a detailed investigation. And I'm wondering if Congress should have Obama evaluated for mania or a psychiatric disease that is marked by grandiosity or an excessive opinion of one's abilities or skills, because he seems to have a delusion of his own greatness, of ability to make discernment without even investigation, and he's out of touch with reality. The facts with the emails are showing that there has been corruption.
Right. Now, I think what you see, Jin, is a president who is trying to influence the investigation by using his office, using the power. He sits down right before the Super Bowl, when one of the most watched events in the country, if not the most watched event, and sits down the kind of now traditional pre-Super Bowl interview and says there's not a smidgen of corruption at the IRS. That it was boneheaded, but not a smidgen of corruption. What was that saying? It was stupid, some of the things the IRS did, it and not good, but it was bureaucratic mistakes. It wasn't criminal. And we're supposed to believe that that's not influencing the Department of Justice. And there are actually Democrats on Capitol Hill today at this hearing saying that. Well, how could you say that president would influence members of the Department of Justice? They got to be out of their mind. You know, that's what you sit there and realize. They don't want the real investigation done because they will be in trouble. See, this impacts members of Congress, too. Plenty of Democrat members of Congress who were trying to get these groups shut down. And I think we just got the tip of the iceberg there. Folks, if you could support the ACLJ, it's a great time to do it. Your donation is doubled, but only for the next 48 hours. Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to ACLJ.org. We'll be right back, another half hour.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Thank you. Radio Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Right to the phones we go. My dad is actually testifying, Jay Sekulow testifying before the House Judiciary Committee as we speak. Just came over from that hearing at the beginning of the show in Washington, D.C., on whether a special counsel should be appointed to investigate the IRS targeting of conservatives, because the Department of Justice has got a conflict of interest issue, and, of course, that this is in the public interest of the American people to get to the bottom of. Of course, folks, we agree a special counsel should be appointed. I want to take your phone calls now. Let's go to Raj in Virginia. He's been holding on line, too. Raj, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
First, thank you, Jay. We've been praying for you.
Thanks,
is
Raj.
So very important. But about the conflicts of interest, right after the Supreme Court hearings on Obamacare, all these things were let loose. Who knows, were they just members of Congress and the Senate who were being investigated by the IRS, or were even the justices of the Supreme Court? Who knows? And we must find out, therefore, by an independent counsel, and give them even extra powers, because the multi-agency factors in this case.
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right. Raj, we have a situation where members of Congress were asking the IRS to target these groups. And David, I think, you know, Raj actually brought up a really great point. This is not just the IRS and Tea Party groups. It's the IRS, the FEC, the Department of Justice. So it's the agencies, bureaucratic agencies of the government, executive branch officials, and, of course, Congress. So you've got at least two of the three branches of government involved here.
I mean, let's not forget that one of the key emails was Lois Lerner relating a call she got from the Department of Justice. In other words, the Department of Justice was initiating an effort to piece together, that's the actual word they used, prosecutions, criminal prosecutions of conservatives. Let's think about that for a minute. As much as we despise the IRS targeting, this kind of targeting from the Department of Justice would involve actual jail time without any evidence of criminal wrongdoing. I mean, that's how corrupt the system has become. And that's why Jay is there in Washington now calling for a special counsel. If the Department of Justice is actively trying to prosecute conservatives with no evidence of wrongdoing, I can't think of a better argument for a special counsel.
Folks, we want to take your phone calls. We are going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. As we speak, as I'm talking to you live in Washington, D.C., my dad is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee on this very issue. Should there be a special counsel appointed to, again, look into the IRS? And folks, again, I want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And let me encourage you now, folks, we have a matching challenge online and by phone at the American Center for Law and Justice. Anything you donate, whether by phone or online, is doubled for us. It's double the impact. It's only until the end of this month. So a couple more days here, that's it. It's a great time to donate to the American Center for Law and Justice. You can do it online at aclj.org or by phone, calling 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. When we come back, we're going to take your phone calls. Carl, Kevin, Abner, and Greg, hang on the line. We will get to your phone calls. I promise you that. We will play more from the congressional hearing my dad's testifying in right now on Capitol Hill at the House Judiciary Committee on this issue. Should a special counsel be appointed to investigate the IRS targeting of conservative groups? Folks, we need your support. It's why we do this broadcast, why we're able to do this broadcast and simultaneously testify at a congressional hearing because of your financial support. Call now, 877-989-2255, or be part of the matching challenge at aclj.org.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, as we promised we would. 1-800-684-3110. I want to play to you, before we get to your phone calls, this is more from the congressional hearing. My dad testifying right now before the House Judiciary Committee. Take a listen.
Why in the world, when May 10th, when Lois Lerner Gibbs uses the plan of question and makes the statement, or more importantly, May 24th, the day after she came in front of our committee and pled the fifth, why didn't the Justice Department then go to her office with a warrant, with a court order,
right,
seize all the documents and grab the computer then?
Because it's a faux investigation. This isn't real. There was a Freedom of Information request from 2010 from an organization regarding documents relating to the Tea Party, Tea Parties, training memos, emails, anything. You know what the response of the IRS was? The response of the Internal Revenue Service is, a year later, by the way, I found no documents specifically responsive to your request. Those documents would have never been produced. It's questionable whether we will ever see them. And the fact is that you go back to 2010, and there's a discussion between the Internal Revenue Service and a prosecutorial arm of the IRS, of the Department of Justice. And how can anybody with a straight face say this doesn't rise to the level of a situation where the Attorney General should exercise his discretion? It really is that simple. That in and of itself should end the inquiry.
Folks, again, that was my dad testifying before Congress. That hearing is ongoing as we speak. I want to go right back to the phones. Let's go to Kevin in Texas Online 4. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jordan. Hey, I just want to ask, my wife and I officially, as of last year, we went through a 13-month examination with an examiner out of Georgia, and I was just curious to know if there was anything in these emails that are being brought to light, if there was anything pointing out that it was more than just conservatives, but specific to Christians, because what we went through was our tithes to our church were in question over a 3-4 year period, and to the point where we had to provide copies of checks from the banks, and we were told that the copies that we provided, which came directly from the bank, would not suffice because they, each and every one of them, and I'm talking about probably 150 to 200 checks, were deemed to be unacceptable because each and every one of them appeared as though they had been altered. And only because I got Louis Gohmert's office involved did I receive any help at all. And ultimately, everything was cleared and it ended in our favor. But we're talking 13 months of very stressful times. And and headache and worry and a lot of prayer, but ultimately, like I said, it worked out in our favor. But just the toil that it takes to go through that is very almost
it's very yeah, it is like being under prosecution. It's very serious. I mean, you know, when the IRS comes to you, as you just described, Kevin, and you produce the information for them, and they still say, you know, that's not good enough, and you have to get involved. A great friend of ours, Congressman Gohmert, to help you, and I'm glad he did, and I know he's a great team who would do that. But that you've got to go to those links, go to a member of Congress, so the IRS backs off when you've provided them the information they've requested. I mean, this is the problem. On the one hand, Kevin, listen, no one likes the IRS. They don't like the scrutiny, and so I think we can all agree on that. But then you have to start questioning why the IRS is coming after you. You know, because of the wrongdoing that's happened. Is it really just random? And then, David, what you found out, your personal situation, was the fact the IRS was going after any families that adopted children between a certain time period. That was the criteria that they were going to, that they used to go after people and audit them.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin was asking if was anyone else targeted? Yeah, Kevin, adoptive families who adopted children. I was one of them in 2010 and 2011, I got audited, along with 70% of the families in the United States who adopted kids. And it was an incredibly painful experience, and I'm a lawyer. It was painful for me, and I at that point had been out of law school for 17 years, and it was still painful. So I absolutely know what you're going through, and the amount of documentation they required from us, including translations of documents from Amharic. Amharic is a language in Ethiopia. Where in Tennessee am I going to find someone to translate a document from Amharic? I mean, it was just absurd. And then here the IRS goes, and when they're under investigation for criminal activity, what do? They say, oh, well, you know, we wiped a hard drive. We destroyed the backup tapes. Would that ever fly? That didn't fly with Kevin. They're scrutinizing his checks so much, they're claiming he's altered them. That wouldn't fly with me. They're wanting English translations of documents I can't possibly translate. But when they are accused of suppressing conservatives, of violating the civil rights of Americans from coast to coast, oh, well, our hard drive crashed. Really? I'm sorry, that doesn't fly.
Folks, it's absolutely right. You know, that is what the IRS, again, is arguing here, is that, well, you know, our hard drives crashed, that we destroy the information. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let me remind you, we have a matching challenge right now. Anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice, and we've got less than two days here. Tomorrow will be the final day to be part of our matching challenge. Anything you donate, either online at aclj.org or by this number, you can call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Anything is effectively doubled. Double the impact for the American Center for Law and Justice. So it is a great time to make a financial contribution, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back to the phones we go. Carl in Ohio on line one. Carl, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. I'll be very brief, Jordan. The Bible says pride goes before a fall. Pride. Mr. Obama, our illustrious president, and Lois Lerner are going to get to theirs eventually. They will get to theirs. It's just a matter of time. They're going to hang themselves.
Well, you know, I think it's just one of the situations. We are learning more and more about these groups. And again, we're hearing more about what the IRS has said and done in this situation. And so I want to, again, point out, folks, that this is one of those situations where we will fight to get to the bottom of the truth. Ultimately, we are in federal court now. We represent 41 of these groups. And while we're in court, we're testifying before Congress, and we are fighting as aggressively as we can to get to the bottom of this thing, to get to the truth. And I think we just need to know that all of you care about that and support those efforts. I know you do. And I want to go back to David Fritch because, David, this idea again, every time, and I, these new emails that came out from Lois Lerner, which we can't even use the terminology, the curse words that she used, can't even read those on the air to describe conservatives. I mean, it gets worse and worse every time there's new emails released, and they're still missing 2 years worth of them.
Oh, tens of thousands of emails are missing right now. And yes, it gets, you know, there's a classic description of a Washington scandal as like a drip, drip, drip of news. This is more like flood, 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 because every new revelation that comes out is a revelation that if it had come out under the Bush administration, the entire mainstream media would be braying for a special counsel, would be calling for impeachment. They would be talking about nothing else. And that's just with each individual revelation. Imagine, just imagine, if it came out during the Bush administration that the Department of Justice was trying to fabricate criminal prosecutions against mainstream liberal groups. Just imagine that. That would be all that anyone talked about. But the mainstream media is protecting President Obama. The entire federal bureaucracy is protecting President Obama. And that's why we've got to have a special counsel. We've got to have someone from outside who is not accountable to Attorney General Holder to investigate the situation.
Folks, we want to hear from you. We're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Encourage you, be part of this matching challenge by either calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and be part of the matching challenge online. Let me take one more call here before the next segment of the broadcast. Let's go to Avner in Florida on line 5. Avner, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. How is it that an independent counsel has to be appointed by the Attorney General?
How is it that attorney? I mean, they don't have to be appointed, but the Attorney General, I mean, you've got here now Congress that's passed a resolution saying calling on the Attorney General to appoint an independent counsel or a special prosecutor. And then, of course, listen, I mean, the Senate could change hands. You've got the Senate. So the idea here, again, we've seen it. In the Bush administration, when the pressure got high enough, there were these independent prosecutors, special counsels appointed to investigate wrongdoing. That's how, and Abner, those kind of counsels have a very good track record of really bringing to light the truth of what happened, who is responsible, and what wrongs were done. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, folks, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. Our phone lines are still open. And again, we have a matching challenge right now where anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice is effectively doubled for us at the ACLJ. That's aclj.org or call 877-989-2255. Make that donation. It is a great time to support us financially because whatever you donate, it will be doubled for us at the American Center for Law and Justice. So really, have an impact with your financial gift, and you can also make that donation online at aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Secchio Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. My dad is still testifying before the House Judiciary Committee on whether there should be independent counsel appointed to investigate, again, the IRS targeting of conservatives. And this, this hearing continued on. It's now almost to the three-hour mark on Capitol Hill, and we continue again. My dad's testifying there. We'll play more sound from you so you can hear, what's going on and what's happening. And we've played some of that for you in the broadcast already today. We're going to continue to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go back to those calls now. If you want to talk to us on air, there are some phone lines open, 1-800-684-3110. Charles in Georgia online too. Charles, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Thank you for taking my call. Would it be possible for the House of Representatives to acquire the power to appoint their own special prosecutor, or is that just the sole function of the DOJ, you know, the Attorney General? Is he the only one that can do it?
Well, right now, the only way to do it is to have the Attorney General appoint. I mean, David, there's no mechanism for the Congress to appoint someone to investigate this. They can bring their own challenges. They can, again, they've got the contempt case going on. They can hold people in contempt, but they don't have prosecutorial power.
No, that's right. I mean, Congress can do its own investigation, but the special counsel power resides with the Attorney General appointing one. And that's why we're calling so loudly for it. I think if Congress could do it, Congress would have already done it. Congress would have done it a long time ago, but it just simply does not have that power.
So I hope that answers that question for you, Charles. This idea, again, Congress can do a lot of pressure. They can have the hearings. They can make the case for it. They can, again, put pressure on the administration and build the evidence. And I think that, you know, that's what we're seeing them do that. At the same time, elections have consequences, and it's not just about who's in control of Congress, also about who's in control of the executive branch. And right now, that's President Obama. And at the Department of Justice, it's still Attorney General Eric Holder. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let me ask you guys if we have any more sound from the hearing so you can listen. Again, this is Bite 5. This is my dad testifying before the House Judiciary Committee about the idea of a special counsel to look into the IRS targeting of conservatives. Take a listen.
How can they be conducting a thorough criminal investigation, and not any disrespect to Barbara Bossermann, but they loaned her over to a group. She's the one that was in the meetings. But they did not know that the emails that were the key years involved in the investigation were missing, and that is a criminal investigation. They should be fired then if that's what they did. If it wasn't criminal what they were doing, they just made a mistake, those agents should have been fired for that, because that's not a real investigation. But how do you not have the 9 months or 12 months or 14 months of the key time and the emails gone, and that was not known by the FBI?
Let me put this into some context for you too, folks, because my dad was testifying there because another witness who was opposed to the idea of a special counsel, this was the Democrat witness that was called, had said, well, you can't blame the Department of Justice for being slow just because they just got around to disclosing the emails. Now, this is why all of the left gets themselves in trouble on this issue. Even their, academic professors with their Ivy League education say things that are really stupid. Because the Department of Justice never found out that the emails from Lois Lerner were missing. In fact, the Department of Justice testified to Congress. They found out because of media reports. Now, let me ask you this question, folks. If there's a real criminal investigation going on, you would think that they would know that 2 years' worth of the emails of the main person at issue, Lois Lerner, her emails were gone. So, again, you have Democrats and their people they've called to testify using wrong information, incorrect information. They act like they know it all, yet they don't ever get their facts right. Whether that's done intentionally or not, I think it's just a lack of care. They don't care that Lois Lerner did this. They're glad she did it because they agree with her. But, you know, there's a place for partisan politics, and there's other places where that's not allowed. And the IRS is one of those places. Let me go back to the phones. Daniel, Washington State, on line one. Daniel, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel, you're live on the air.
We should probably tell the Democrats that the only way to vindicate the president would be to appoint a special prosecutor.
Well, I think that you know, that's another point as well. And I'll go to David French here. And David, I know you've got one of those Ivy League education ones that gets everyone who has that. But you know, the misstatements being used and the fact that people act like they don't know what's going on or whatever. But the idea here that if the president really wanted this office back, if the IRS really wanted this off their back, and so that, you know, people may not like the IRS, but they don't think the IRS is targeting them because they gave to a church or a political viewpoint or because they're pro-life, which we've seen all of that happening, that they would encourage also a special counsel so that it was no longer a distraction for the Obama administration. You would do that if you weren't worried that it was going to really bring down top officials. You wouldn't stop that because a Lois Lerner getting in trouble.
I mean, there's no question that the IRS and the DOJ, the Obama administration broadly, are trying to run out the clock on this scandal without all the facts emerging. I mean, this concept that the FBI just learned of the missing emails is so astonishing. I mean, our listeners need to understand, if you're a private citizen and the DOJ is investigating you, they will do things like come to your place of business, guns drawn, drag out of there all of your computers, all of your files, all of your hard drives, essentially shut down your business to do an investigation. The Department of Justice did that to a Tennessee business called Gibson Guitars looking for allegedly illegally logged wood. I mean, think about that. And the DOJ doesn't go to the IRS. It doesn't go to the Treasury Department. It doesn't take their computers. Of course not, because it's not a real investigation. For it to be a real investigation, there has to be a special counsel.
Folks, this is why we are testifying today before the House Judiciary Committee, calling for a special counsel to be appointed to investigate the IRS targeting conservatives. It's gone too far. The Department of Justice isn't taking too long. They're not doing the job. It's a sham investigation and a sham, again, you got sham investigation going on by the IRS. You got IRS commissioner who is lying to Congress, tells him, you know, the emails are gone from Lois Lerner. We haven't talked about that today on the broadcast. Then has another DOJ official come say, well, maybe they're not gone, or another IRS official says that. And then you got the inspector general out there. They're trying to get together their report. The IRS doing everything they can to stonewall these investigations. It's time for a special counsel. We support that. We know many of you do as well. We also want to tell you, this is why, you know, we can do all of this work because of your support. You know, we go from an issue like Israel, where you have an office in Jerusalem, to this, testifying on Capitol Hill, while I'm live on the radio talking to you. We're able to do that because of your financial support. And right now, if you donate to us, it's double the impact. We call it our matching challenge. You have two more days to take part in that. Tomorrow is the final day. You can donate online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Or by phone. If you're more comfortable doing that way, you can call right now. The lines are open, 877-989-2255, for your support.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.